how would you describe the current mission of the Seaport Museum?
We're all about pointing out the importance of the river to the citizens of Philadelphia. I guess that's the short version. The river is important to us as a source of drinking water. It's important to us as something that a lot of history happened on. It's important for recreation. It's an important commercial throughway.
And, I mean, you have a number of different events. You have exhibitions. You have performing arts things going on. How does that all fit into your mission?
Theater productions are really something that we lease out the space to any group that really wants to use it. And so that's not really in line with our mission, except for keeping us solvent. It does attract a whole different audience, though, and it introduces a lot of people to our subject who might not otherwise be exposed to it. So that's a very good thing. The exhibitions, the latest exhibit that we opened is Tides of Freedom, African Presence on the Delaware, and that is about the role of the Delaware River in African American history, and that role was extremely important. From the Middle Passage and slavery on through to the present day, the river has played a very significant part in that story. And that one of the cool things about my job is I get to learn these kind of things. And that one was really informative, really illuminating.
So can you just explain why the river was so significant?
In the beginning, slave ships came up the river, unloaded their quote-unquote cargo, sold people on the steps of a tavern right down here on the waterfront. The abolitionist movement was very strong in Philadelphia. The river, if you were an escaped slave from the South and you came through Philadelphia, you very likely wound up on a boat, and you wound up on a boat either to get to a place that was a little safer or that became your livelihood. The river was a real conduit of information as well as a way to earn a living, and that all tied in. In the Civil War era and emancipation, this was an industrial center that supplied the Union Army, and it was as well as a staging place. In the Jim Crow era, one example is there was a section of Sun Ship, a shipyard down in Chester, that had a segregated all-black gang who built hospital ships, which was wrong, but it was also a stepping stone to equality because it showed that African Americans could build ships. And then in the Civil Rights era, it was a lot of waterfront workers who really led the way to that, and this exhibit explores all of that. So,
in contemporary times, people may forget how critical the water was to their way of life.
I think we forget how important it is right now. Remember, our drinking water comes from the rivers. The banana that you had in your cereal this morning came up the river on a ship. The center of the city has moved to Broad Street, and this has kind of become the back door, but it's still a huge commercial as well as ecological entity. It's very important.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.